From the time that people started using the internet, there's been online pornography. If you have children, you're likely using filters on your computer to keep the kids away from inappropriate material. But what about smartphones and tablets?
Well, joining us now, Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET Tech Analyst. Good to have you back, Larry.
My pleasure.
So let's start with how parents can go about blocking porn or other bad stuff from kids' iPhones and iPads.
There are products that can do that. There aren't nearly as many, and the industry isn't nearly as mature, obviously, on the smartphone and tablet market as it is on the PC market. But there are products. For example, there's a company called MetaCert here in San Francisco that has a new browser for the iPad that parents can control, and it will block pornography so that it's certainly one option. The problem with the iPhone just out of the box is that Apple will let you turn the browser off. You can disable Safari, but they don't actually include family filters for Safari. It's something I think Apple is severely lacking in. When it comes to Android, there are plenty of smartphone filters out there that you can download that can limit what kids can see. But on the other hand, as much as technology can play a role, so can education and talking to your kids and trying to get them to understand the rules of the road so that they don't do what you tell them not to do.
Speaking of that, Larry, does this all raise questions about whether kids should even have smartphones?
Well, it certainly raises questions, and I certainly would be cautious on a very young child, certainly a child under 8 or 9. I don't think that they probably ought to have a smartphone without parental involvement. I can understand why you'd want them to have a phone so they can call home or you can reach them, but I'm not sure they need a smartphone. As kids get a little older, smartphones really become part of their lives, and they're extremely popular. All of the research is showing that smartphones are growing rapidly among teenagers because they're actually now you can get free smartphones with the two-year contract. I just got a phone from Sprint, a really cool Android phone for $99, and that's kind of almost high-end at this point. So kids are getting them. And I think it's really important that you talk to your kids not only about pornography, but about things that they can do to get themselves into trouble with their camera and location services that can display where they are. There are a lot of issues that kids need to talk about, or kids need to learn about, and parents, of course, are the best people to teach them.
Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET Tech Analyst. He's also the co-director of Connect Safely.